Nuclear nightmare. Welcome to a new age of proliferation, with buildups and breakouts around the world. By Alan W. Dowd. Recent developments in seemingly every corner of the globe are a grim reminder that the nuclear nightmare didn't end with the thawing of Cold War I. Russia has violated key arms control treaties, moved nuclear weapons into Belarus, and engaged in nuclear saber-rattling over Ukraine. China's nuclear arsenal is worryingly opaque and rapidly growing. North Korea punctuates its apocalyptic nuclear rhetoric with reckless missile tests. And Iran continues its relentless march toward the no longer exclusive nuclear club. Add it all up, and the heady days of non-proliferation and nuclear arms reduction have given way to a dangerous new era marked by buildups, brinkmanship, and breakouts. The following is a snapshot of Cold War II's new nuclear age. United States, 1,419 deployed strategic warheads, 5,244 total inventory, minus 184 warheads in the most recent tally. As the Pentagon details, the United States deploys an estimated 400 Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBM, across Wyoming, Montana, and North Dakota. 14 Ohio-class nuclear-armed submarines, each carrying as many as 20 ballistic missiles with multiple warheads, comprise the second leg of America's nuclear triad, and 46 B-52H bombers and 20 B-2 bombers, the third. U.S. nuclear weapons are also pre-positioned on the territory of fellow NATO members Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Belgium, and Turkey. In addition, multiple sources report that U.S. nuclear weapons are returning to Britain after being withdrawn in 2008. Under a long-overdue modernization program, the United States is replacing the Minuteman III's with the Sentinel ICBM system, the Ohio-class submarines with Columbia-class submarines, and the B-2 bombers with B-21 bombers. Modernizing the U.S. nuclear enterprise will cost at least $247 billion. United Kingdom, 100 deployed warheads, 225 total inventory. As the Center for Arms Control and Non-Proliferation, CACN, reports, the United Kingdom's nuclear forces are entirely sea-based. Britain keeps 4 nuclear-armed submarines on deployed rotation. Israel, 90 deployed warheads. Although Israel is an undeclared nuclear weapons state, it likely deploys weapons capable of being delivered by fighter bombers and ballistic missiles. France, 280 deployed warheads, 290 total inventory. The French nuclear force enfolds 40 bomber aircraft, 10 carrier-based aircraft, and 4 submarines. France decommissioned its land-based nuclear silos in 1996. North Korea, 30 deployed warheads, an additional 5 warheads in the most recent tally. North Korea continues to expand its nuclear arsenal and missile capabilities, deploying and testing hard-to-track road mobile ICBM systems, as well as submarine-launched missiles and medium- and short-range missiles. The tempo of North Korean missile tests is troubling, jumping from 7 in 2006 to 19 in 2015 to more than 100 in 2022 and 2023, including 23 on a single day in November 2022. And the nature of the tests is terrifying, with North Korean rockets flying over Japan, triggering civil defense evacuations in Japan and air raid warnings in South Korea, landing just 25 miles from South Korean coastal cities. Thanks to its transfer of rockets to Russia, North Korea is using Ukraine as a test site of its nuclear-capable missiles, the South Korean government points out. All this explains why President Biden declared that a nuclear attack by North Korea against the United States or its allies and partners will result in the end of whatever regime were to take such an action, and why voices in North Korea's neighborhood are calling for their own nuclear deterrent. Pakistan, 170 deployed warheads, an additional 5 warheads in the most recent tally. Pakistan's nuclear weapons are designed for delivery by land-based missiles and aircraft. But U.S. intelligence agencies assess that Pakistan is developing sea-based missiles capable of being mated with nuclear warheads. Russia, 1,549 deployed strategic warheads, 5,889 total inventory, minus 88 warheads in the most recent tally. Like the United States, Russia deploys a nuclear triad consisting of an estimated 306 land-based ICBMs, 11 nuclear-armed submarines, and 68 Tu-160 and Tu-85MS long-range nuclear bombers. But unlike the United States, the Russian government rattles its nuclear saber often, most recently in its war on Ukraine. In addition to his thinly veiled threats, Vladimir Putin has adopted a doctrine declaring that nuclear weapons can be used to somehow de-escalate conflict, and planted nuclear weapons in Belarus. It's significant that Ukraine in 1994 surrendered its entire nuclear arsenal in exchange for Russia's commitment, in an agreement signed by Russia, Ukraine, Britain, and the United States, to refrain from the threat or use of force and respect Ukraine's existing borders. The free world's failure to back up those words after Putin's 2014 lunge into eastern Ukraine crippled the cause of nuclear non-proliferation. Ukraine's grim plight underscores the deterrent power of nuclear weapons and the danger of not having them. India, 164 deployed warheads, an additional 4 warheads in the most recent tally. India deploys several nuclear-capable missiles, an unknown number of aircraft devoted to delivering nuclear weapons, and is now concentrating on building a genuine triad, according to the Carnegie Endowment's Ashley Tellis. China, 410 deployed warheads, an additional 60 warheads in the most recent tally. The Pentagon estimates that China actually has 500 nuclear warheads and reports that it recently completed construction of a missile field with 300 new ICBM silos. The Pentagon projects that China will have more than 1,000 nuclear warheads by 2030. Outside the club. That brings us to those on the outside of the nuclear club who could join soon. We could acquire our own nuclear weapons, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said last year, mentioning the possibility of deploying tactical nuclear weapons here in South Korea. He's not alone. 71% of South Koreans support the development of a homegrown nuclear deterrent. Although there's little interest in Japan for an indigenous nuclear deterrent, senior Japanese officials have endorsed U.S. extended deterrence, including nuclear deterrence, according to a foreign ministry statement, in light of the international security environment, which has been rapidly worsened by continued development of North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Plus, Japanese officials at the highest level have expressed a willingness to explore nuclear sharing arrangements similar to U.S. nuclear weapons deployments in some NATO countries. Iran has barred International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA inspectors from the country, accelerated its uranium enrichment program, produced enough uranium for 3 nuclear bombs, and could produce a single nuclear weapon in about 12 days, according to U.S. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Colin Kale. Iran, in short, is on the verge of nuclear breakout. An Iranian nuclear test would trigger a cascade of consequences, chief among them military action by Israel and or the United States. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel has said, "I will never allow Iran to obtain nuclear capability." Plus, the United States and Israel signed a joint declaration in 2022 in which the United States pledged never to allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon and vowed to use all elements of its national power to ensure that outcome. Equally worrisome, an Iranian nuclear breakout would trigger a Middle East nuclear arms race. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has called Iran's leader the new Hitler. Asked what would happen if Iran tested a nuclear weapon, he bluntly answered, "We will have to get one." Egypt, Turkey, and other Sunni states would likely follow suit. Finally, if they had reason to doubt America's security guarantees, several countries, Australia, some NATO members, South Korea, even Japan, could bolt the non-proliferation treaty and buy or build their own nuclear deterrent out of self-preservation. Sidebar. Signed in 1987, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, INF, treaty eliminated 846 U.S. and 1,750 Soviet intermediate-range nuclear weapons, missiles with a range of 300 to 3,400 miles, and included robust inspection verification mechanisms. It was the first treaty to eliminate an entire class of nuclear weapons. The Russian government began violating the treaty in 2014. After repeated efforts by the Obama and Trump administrations to bring Russia back into compliance, the United States withdrew from the treaty in 2019. Given its growing missile capabilities and nuclear arsenal, China would need to be included in a revived INF treaty, as well as other nuclear treaties. The 1990s-era Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, START 1, slashed the two superpowers' strategic nuclear arsenals by 80% and limited each to no more than 6,000 nuclear warheads on ICBMs, SLBMs, and nuclear bombers. START 1 banned construction of new ICBM and SLBM variants, missiles with more than 10 warheads, and testing of certain kinds of multiple warhead missiles. START 2 was largely superseded by the Strategic Offensive Reductions Treaty, SORT. Ratified in 2003, SORT reduced the strategic nuclear warheads of the United States and Russia to no more than 2,200 warheads apiece. New START entered into force in 2011. As the State Department details, New START limits each side to 1,550 nuclear warheads on deployed ICBMs, SLBMs, and nuclear bombers. Russia has been in technical breach of the treaty since 2022, due to its refusal to allow on-site inspections. Warhead numbers come from the Arms Control Association, Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, and Federation of American Scientists. Alan W. Dowd is director of the Sagamore Institute Center for America's Purpose.